Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild. Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening with a gentle breeze. Haifa is also calm, making it a perfect night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports from earlier today that a Hezbollah tunnel system, complete with facilities, has been discovered beneath Beaufort's strategic bulwark. Also, Walla reports just in that former President Trump claimed there was an agreement with Iran about nuclear activities, but shortly after, a drone was launched towards a ship. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, an Iranian official announced a tripling of drone capacity amid ongoing tensions with U.S. forces in the Gulf. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew shared earlier today that negotiations between Iran and the U.S. are being described as a continuation of warfare in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, reported by I-24 News, an IDF soldier faces disciplinary action for appearing in a live stream with a controversial U.S. influencer known for anti-Semitic rhetoric. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 wrote just minutes ago that a senior U.S. official confirmed strikes on several air defense systems in the Strait of Hormuz. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, shared footage from earlier today of Israeli strikes targeting a Hamas site in Gaza City. Middle East 24 posted recently that the U.S. military conducted strikes on missile systems and IRGC vessels around the Strait of Hormuz, citing a source from Axios. Now for more on those stories, starting with Times of Israel's report. Beneath the historic Beaufort Fortress, Israeli forces have uncovered a sophisticated Hezbollah tunnel network. This system, featuring showers and an operating room, was likely intended for launching attacks into Israel. The discovery highlights ongoing security challenges in the region. Turning to tensions involving Iran, former President Trump's statement, reported by Walla, alleges a nuclear agreement was in place just before an Iranian drone was launched. This incident underscores the fragile nature of negotiations and the potential for rapid escalation in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details that Iran is boosting its drone capabilities as tensions rise in the Gulf. The announcement aligns with recent Iranian military actions and U.S. responses, indicating a volatile situation that could impact global oil supply routes. In related news, Israel Hayom Hebrew's report depicts the U.S.-Iran negotiations as a strategic continuation of conflict over the Strait of Hormuz. As Iran's Revolutionary Guards exert influence, the potential for military confrontation remains high, affecting regional stability. Finally, from I-24 News, an IDF soldier is under scrutiny after appearing online with a controversial influencer. The incident raises questions about military discipline and the challenges of social media engagement for service members. Turning to business and markets. First, from Globes, the Knesset will dissolve on July 17th, setting elections for October 27th. This political shift could impact future economic policies. Separately, CTEC reports that J Ventures has expanded with a $36 million third fund. This growth reflects increasing investment opportunities within the global Jewish business community. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a shortage of regulated white cheeses following delays in Tanuva's transportation system. This has led to increased demand and supply issues affecting local consumers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.